host of Pacing Up BarnBurner.ca, our twice daily podcast is entitled Fired Up, now on iHeartRadio, Spotify, 101 platforms. Welcome to another edition of the On the Mat Wrestling Show, the SmackDown Recap with Aaron Stevens, formerly Damien Sandow of the WWE, Giancarlo Lino of BarnBurner, and the Hall of Famer, Steve Carney of WDAE Radio in Tampa Bay, Florida. All right, let's begin with you, Steve. What did you think of SmackDown this week, coming to you from Las Vegas?
Yeah, Las Vegas TV is always funny. It's not quite the Raw roulette from back in the day with Eric Bischoff or with Vince McMahon, but I certainly think that whenever they have a TV taping or a live TV event in Las Vegas, it's always going to be a lot of fun. I thought that especially the main event between Charlotte Flair and Asuka was a fantastic match. The rest of the card was okay. I thought that it could have, there were spots where I thought it could have been better, but for the most part, I thought it was a good card.
And Giancarlo, what do you think of them actually pushing a new guy? The first time ever we see Daniel Bryan and Mustafa Ali.
Yeah, I thought it was great. It was a great opening match, too. Big opportunity for him coming from 205 Live to take on the WWE champ, the new Daniel Bryan. And, even though he got defeated by Daniel Bryan, there was a backstage video that WWE posted to their social media where, you know, the New Day, the Usos, Jeff Hardy are backstage giving him props and telling him he did a great job. So it looks like a big push for Mustafa Ali could be coming out of this.
Yeah, and what do you think, so let me go back to Steve, what do you think of the singing competition between the Usos and the Bar?
You know, you knew that the rap battle was going to be really one-sided. The Usos have shown in the past that they work pretty well, especially when they start to improvise. And you saw a lot of improvisation in that rap battle, but not a lot of that was scripted, and I at least on their end, I thought the joking about
gotta have enough off the cuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Doing the whole turnbuckle thing for Cesaro's teeth, I thought was just absolutely heavy. It had me rolling. They did a really fantastic job of basically putting themselves up on top, but still doing a good job pulling both the New Day and the Bar with them.
All right. So as we head this Sunday, guys, I don't know if you know, it's a TLC pay-per-view, the last pay-per-view of 2018. But as we closed off SmackDown, Steve touched it before, Asuka on top of the announce table and beating down Becky and Charlotte with a kendo stick. How was that moment in your eyes? Let's start off with Giancarlo.
Yeah, I thought that was a great moment, and they had a great match, the rematch from WrestleMania. They really delivered tonight. And, you know, Asuka in the last couple of months, she's been a little bit lost in the shuffle, hasn't been in that title picture as a clear threat to the title. And tonight they really capitalized on her appeal and made her look strong again, similar to what they did her heading into WrestleMania after winning the Royal Rumble. So I wouldn't be surprised if Asuka even comes out of TLC as a new women's champion.
All right. Speaking about TLC, we're going to have a preview. Aaron's going to be on the preview also. But Aaron, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you and ask the questions for Ask Me Anything on Instagram and Twitter. How can they reach out to you?
Oh, yeah. So on the show, usually Wednesdays, I post this little icon of me in the show. It says, ask me anything three times, and there's three pictures of me. So on the comments section below, just leave your comments. You can ask me anything you want, from what's going on in the wrestling business to sports to what's going on in the world. I will talk politics and world affairs if I have to. It's going to be just very honest, and we have a lot of fun in that show. And you can reach me on Instagram at The Aaron Files.
The Aaron Files, and on Twitter, what is it?
That is Aaron's Thoughts.
Aaron Thoughts and Aaron Files. The Aaron Files. That's Aaron Stevens, formerly Damien Sandow of the WWE. Steve Carney, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, the best way is on Twitter, Joe. It's at Steve Carney. It's very original. You can catch me on WDAE weekdays And if you're not in the Tampa Bay market, you can listen both live and on demand on the iHeartRadio app, one of the platforms where you can find all of these great shows from Barnburner.
All right. And Giancarlo Aulino, tell them how they could get a hold of you.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at John_411, Instagram at Giancarlo_Aulino, and you can follow all my work on barnburner.ca.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.